This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, 3 days ago, the headline said, Mike Sullivan plans to remain Penguins coach. Today's headline, the Penguins and Mike Sullivan have agreed to part ways.
Yeah, that's interesting when they frame it that way, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah.
They agreed to part ways. Maybe that's true because he did have another year on his contract, as I understand. So Jeff Hathorn, who we talked to in the last half hour, speculated maybe he goes to New York and coaches there, and that may have played a role as Mike Sullivan is no longer your Penguins coach.
A conclave to elect a successor to Pope Francis will begin on Wednesday, May 7th at the Vatican.
So that'll be 10 days from now, and millions, multiple millions of people watched a portion, if not all, of the Pope's funeral on Saturday. Did you happen to catch any of it, Paul?
I did. I caught the last third, Larry, and the most striking thing to me was when the truck that was carrying his casket to the other basilica for burial, they went by the Colosseum. And the the person commented, was the commentator, I can't remember who it was, said, the place where Christians were put to death so many centuries ago, and look what happened. A billion people, just alone as Catholics and even more as Christians. That's a, you know, Rome was dedicated to wiping it out, Christianity. And so it was a really visually stunning and a beautiful day in Rome as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Spectacular. Looked like today here in Pittsburgh.
Yep. Steelers drafted Ohio State quarterback Will Howard in the sixth round. Mike Tomlin talked with reporters about what he likes in Howard.
How he responded to that adversity at the end of their regular season and the leadership and playmaking that he displayed throughout the playoffs was really attractive. And it's really what NFL football is about. There's going to be some adversity. How you respond to it.
I like the draft, you know, just as a fan, not putting all the time into analyzing every possible maneuver. At the end of the day, I like what the Steelers did. I think the team just got better.
I agree completely, and I think Will Howard, you used the word sleeper earlier in our conversations this morning, and I think it's an apt description, and I've got high hopes. I think he's going to wind up becoming, at minimum, a really solid backup in the NFL.
I agree. All right, Paul, thank you. And coming up next, we'll talk to Marty Griffin.